Hey, can we talk? This is getting a little bit ridiculous. Three shows in one day. Who does three podcasts in one day? Well, I do. Why do you do that, Sam? What's the meaning? No meaning. It's the meaning you give it. I decided to do three shows. Maybe five, maybe 20. I don't know. Who knows? I'm on a roll, baby. I'm like butter on a roll. And so are you. Hey, in all seriousness, when you are feeling hot in sales, we used to say to the sales team, hey, when you're feeling hot, don't get off the phone. Let somebody else write the orders up. You stay on the phone. When you're hot, stay on the phone. And when you're cold, get off the phone. Well, I'm hot right now, man. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it moving inside of me, and I want to get it from my heart, from my lips to your ears. And that's exactly why. And by the way, I got the house to myself right now, which, as you know, is no small feat with five females in the home. They're all out and about, and it's just, you know, got time. I actually have 10-minute pockets here that I want to share with you what's on my mind in hopes to inspire you to go for your dream for your Saturday. And I want to answer a question that I get a lot. How'd you do it? That's such a funny question because there isn't an answer for it. There's never an answer for it, like as far as any one thing. How did you build a speaking career, for example, with no brand, no experience, no momentum, obviously, no topic to talk about, and just you were a nobody? And I actually had somebody come up to me and say, hey, how'd you build a brand by being a nobody? And so I said, well, you know, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But that's a really great question because that's one that you might have. Hey, how do I do, maybe you want to do what I do. Maybe you want to speak, consult, market, have the most amazing stable of coaching clients, and they continue to come in. If you'd like to be considered in my coaching program, just send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Yes, there's an investment. So if money is tight right now, get a job. Seriously, pay your bills. Stay out in front of that stuff. If you want to invest in yourself and you want to build, things I really help people with is building a business. And without a lot of, I keep it simple. I dumb it down because, look, I'm a college dropout. All right, I surround myself with people who know how to build sales funnels, landing pages, integrate merchant accounts. I work on the message. My spiritual gift that I give to my clients is I can take and build a million-dollar brand and a global movement off of just one idea that probably occurred in their life 20 years ago. For me, it was Daddy is Tomorrow Saturday. That's it. It triggered right there. Daddy is Tomorrow Saturday. For me to say, you know what? Every day is going to be Saturday for you and any other child that comes in. For my wife, I owe it to her, and for thousands of people who want to follow my lead. And I'm going to build out the blueprint. And here it is. You want to know how I did it? Just like everybody else. Anyone that ever accomplished anything, they didn't know how they were going to do it. They only knew that they were going to do it. How's that for advice? I had no idea. People say, how'd you do it? I had no idea. I just knew that I was going to do it. And when you put that conviction into your business, we like to call it passion. Now, I've talked about it two shows ago on this same day right here on Friday, July 7th. By the way, I want to take a moment right now in remembrance. My mother died 20 years ago today. I remembered it this morning when I woke up. July 7th is always a day. I think Dr. Vogelman, if I'm not mistaken, one of my, not only a listener to the show, but a friend of the show, I believe his mother died on July 7th. And boy, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I think that's correct. July 7th to me, I remember it like it was yesterday. You know what? I'm going to do a fourth show, and I'm going to remember my mom, and I want to share with you a couple of things that she taught me. Look, raging alcoholic, grew up on welfare, not always the nicest lady, but I had a bond with my mom, and I don't really know how to describe it. I'm going to do my best in the next show. But July 7th, 1997, I found out that the only parent that I ever had passed away, and it was a very tough day. Next show, right after this, is about my mom. I want to just share with you kind of what happened 20 years ago and how it impacted me, and I became a raging alcoholic myself for the next 30 days. I went into a really dark place. I broke off my engagement to my then fiance Angela, who we ended up getting married in 1998, but at that time, I broke that off. I just went into a dark place. So if you've ever gone into a dark place, you ever had some tough times, you ever, you know, had maybe a death in your family, whatever it is, maybe you can relate. I want to share it on the next show. But let's get back to this question. How'd you do it? And I think a lot of people want to know, hey, not really, I don't think anybody really believes there's one way you you become, if you want to call it successful, or just me, it's just living your dream. It's just, for me, I just want to be free. Just want to be free. I want to do what I want, when I want, who I want. It's all I want to do. It's all I think about. It's all I ever thought about. What I want, when I want, with who I want. I never want to be told what to do, where to go, or anything like that. At least not regularly by somebody whose dream I'm building. That's not what I wanted to do. So if that resonates with you, understand this and really get clear that anybody that ever did that, they didn't even know how they were going to do it. They just knew that they were going to do it. I probably, if I asked individuals like Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook, he'd say the same thing. Bill Gates and Paul Allen with Microsoft, Mark Cuban, Michael Dell, all of these people, the traditional Jeff Bezos, all these entrepreneurial stories, they'd probably say they didn't know how. Nobody really ever knows how, because there's so many variables, especially when you work online. The internet changes so much. Just think of online marketing. What was in 5 years ago isn't even remotely. If you tried to market your business online the way you did it in 2012, you'd be out of business. It just doesn't even look the same. Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook ads, LinkedIn messaging and promotions and all that. It doesn't even look the same as it did 5 years ago. If you wanted to buy real estate now versus 10, 15 years ago, you could sign your name. When I was buying real estate in the early part of the 2000s, 2002 to 2007, you could sign your name with a 720 credit score, and that's all the bank needed. You did 80-20 loans all day long. 80-20 liar loans. Liar loans were stated income. Hey, how much you make? What do you need me to make? 15 grand a month. Great. I make $15,500 a month. Okay, sign here. Here you go. Here's your money. It's kind of how we got in a situation we got into. Not all the way, though. I mean, yeah, subprime loans were tough, and they kind of, you know, wrapped into these bigger mortgages and credit default swaps, and crash goes the housing market in 2008. But boy, you try to buy real estate now the way you did then, you're never even going to get going. But does that mean you're not going to be successful? No. But you got to know that here's the thing. I did it the wrong way the first time. When I bought Quiznos, I just did it because I was in pain, and I thought that if I bought a franchise, 9 out of 10 succeeded. You know what it was? I didn't trust myself. I wanted somebody else's system, so I bought that system. And what did I do? I lowered my standards. I lowered my standards. I just talked about that in the previous podcast. I lowered my standards. My standards were, I want to build my own brand. I want to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. I want to build the Everyday Saturday brand, but I lowered my standards. And I bought somebody else's system, and I got kicked in the groin, and over. Was out of business before you could even say Quiznos. 9 months, bankrupt. And you know the story. I'm not going to go into it. But how'd I do it? I literally, and this is going to sound so cliche, and I apologize, but I don't know any other way to explain it right now. I put one foot in front of the other. That's all I did. And the one foot to me was get a website. That's it. Didn't have any money, though, so I kind of had to barter and do favors for people, build them, you know, do a podcast here or there, market here or there, whatever I had to do to get a website done. And then I wanted to create a podcast because I wanted to learn how to speak, but I knew I couldn't share the stage with anybody because I was a nobody. So I started a podcast. Nobody else has it. If you Googled motivational shows back on iTunes, and I mean, Google, that doesn't even make sense. If you searched iTunes for podcast in the motivational niche back when I got started in 2005, there weren't any. I was really the only one, mainly, so I could build my name quickly there. And then I just stayed with it. I never gave up because that was it. I didn't have any other option. And I think that's got a lot to do with it as well. When there's no other options, you guys and girls that are comfortable, you got your 401k, you got a couple bucks in the bank, you got 8, 10, 12 months to live on. That's good. I mean, that's smart, but you're comfortable. You got to get yourself a little bit uncomfortable. You got to put yourself out there. You got to invest in yourself, you know? And people that I coach, I ask, how comfortable are you? Because I can tell the ones that aren't doing what they need to do, there's no sense of urgency because they've got enough to live on. They've got a job. The money's flowing. And yeah, you know, I'll get to it, Sam. Well, that's okay, but there's no sense of urgency. So don't expect quick results if there's no sense of urgency on your part. Me, I wanted the hell out of my job again. I went back to the job. I wanted out again. And I didn't have any money. I had to get money quick. That's why in 9 months, I made more money than I'd made the previous couple of years doing a sales job where the base salary was $39,000 when, in fact, in June of 2006, just 9 months after going back, my paycheck was $40,000 net in a month. You believe that? Net. That's more than most people make in a year. And they had to change the compensation plan because of me. Isn't that crazy? Hey, you're making too much money. How's this for sales? How's this for the is this not the dumbest thing you've ever heard in your life? You're making too much money. We need to change the comp plan because we must be doing something wrong. Is that not the dumbest thing? Instead of saying, wow, you crushed it, congratulations, all I heard was, you must be doing something wrong. Even to the point where the dummy that was my supervisor at the time, oh my God, don't even get me started, was going in on the weekend, like Watergate, looking in my desk and my files and the files back in customer service because he was convinced that I was doing something unethical, not above board, to get these massive sales and commissions coming in that nobody had seen before. Think about that. Instead of your manager being happy for you, they go into work on a weekend when nobody else is around and look all over the place for some conspiracy that I was doing something wrong because there's no way that anybody could actually be that focused. See, that's what happens when you got that much focus and that much passion to succeed. You end up having results like that to where people are thinking there's no way, there's not possible, he's got to be doing something wrong. So, anyone that ever accomplished anything, they didn't know how they were going to do it. They just did it. They only knew that they were going to do it. They only knew that there was no plan B. I think that's it. I knew there wasn't a plan B. Now, my plan A was going to change all the time. But the plan was launch a speaker, trainer, seminar lady, coach people, high level, get clients to pay me six figures to coach them so I could then pay it forward to them and make every day Saturday and get them out of the rat race. That was my vision, and it never changed. Now, the direction, how I got there, that always changes. That's just called keeping up, man. Educating yourself on what's going on in the marketplace and what's going on with your audience. Your audience changes too. My audience is 60% female, 40% male. That wasn't always the case. But I know exactly who my audience is, what they look like, how they speak, and how they think. Do you know that about your audience? And if you don't, you need to know that, okay? But don't ever think, there's got to be some secret sauce to this thing. And Sam Crowley, you know, he had this. I had nothing. I didn't have money. I had no encouragement. I had nobody supporting me. But I knew I was just going to do it. And I think that's the secret. You just know you're going to do it. And if you don't know, that goes back to having purpose. That goes back to finding what it is you're passionate about. If you want me to help you get there, I'm happy to do it. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Let me know if you want to apply to be the next great success story in my coaching program, and we'll get you going. All right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.